for queer. The notion queer today is linked to something strange, but more particularly also to, it refers to gay culture as we know it. So, and within queer activism and queer theory, there's a very clear argument against essentialism and naturalism when it comes to sexuality. So queer theorists, they challenge the heterosexual normativity and the matrix that it has established within our society. Now, in relation to animal dances, I'd like to go back in time a little bit to the late 19th century, 1884 to be precise, when the novel Arabourg came out by the author Joris Karl Huysmans. It's translated as Against the Grain, but also as Against Nature, and there you have it. So he was a writer that was known within decadent literature, together with Oscar Wilde, one of the proponents of that literature. It speaks about a character called Des Esseintes, who wants to retreat from bourgeois culture of its time. And he also retreats from the world and moves into the countryside and builds there an environment, a highly aesthetic environment, which is built totally to his whim and is nearly, you could say, private taste, his highly personal taste, that wants to make a gesture against the common taste of bourgeois culture that was also considered natural and that brought also the naturalist literature of the time. So Des Esseintes, he retreats into the country and lives in this house that is more like a set design almost, you could say. And in chapter 5 of the book, there is an important symbolical moment because there is an animal coming up. It's a tortoise. And when he saw it, when he went shopping in Paris, he saw the tortoise and thought, aha, there is something special. But then looking at it, it was still too natural. So, and its colors didn't shine so brightly as they could shine. So he brought it then to goldsmith to glaze it over with gold leaf. And then later on he was picking precious stones, not just banal diamonds like everyone would wear them. No, really precious hand-picked stones to also encrust the shield of the tortoise and so on. So he turns that animal, that piece of nature, into culture, into a work of art, according to his personal taste and appreciation of things. So this highly aesthetic decadence. Yeah, the tortoise dies, because when it's become for 100% culture, so when it's really turned against nature, it's also turned against its own nature, and it dies. What I find particularly beautiful about that moment is the taboo of nature also brings death in its wake. So we cannot live without nature. And to make a link to the piece Animal Dances, there is also a turtle, or actually a land turtle, so a tortoise in the scene. It's a Benny's animal. And at some point in the piece, the turtle has also a little solo where it comes out and it fucks the fourth wall of the theater, which is certainly a non-heterosexual and non-reproductive sexual act. What it produces, we don't know. Fantasy, world, imagination. So it's also in the piece, one could say, a queer animal. But if we go a little further today and look at queer theory, reading these kind of books or this theory, also cultural studies, there is very clearly a taboo of nature, in a sense that by politicizing sexuality or the body and so on within our society, it also gets over-politicized and nature disappears. It's most strongly present for me in the work of Donna Haraway, who is known for her Cyborg Manifesto of the mid-80s, where she, the cyborg says it. It's a kind of non-natural being. She wanted to challenge essentialism and naturalism in feminism, because that's where the political drive within humanities comes from, really. But in recent books like When Species Meet, which is about her dog, and she asks the question, when I touch my dog, what do I touch? And she describes it as becoming worldly. So it's a political act that looks into the knots and all the imbrications and entanglements of that one touch and how that sits within culture. In the end, her blind spot is nature again, which is very strange for a biologist. If you look at the index of her book, When Species Meet, the word nature doesn't appear. So there is only nature culture, or the word natural once within quotation marks to make it appear ironic. So I find it curious how, if you think through the queer twist that a biologist ends up not quite embracing nature, not even as a blind spot, but keeping it at bay so that it is becoming non-existent.